With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Political commentator Ben Domenech says high turnout among Republicans shows early voting is catching on with the GOP.
You know, I just think that that's something that is now being resolved. And clearly the voters have reached the conclusion that, you know, whatever skepticism was expressed by Donald Trump at the time about these different methods of voting, that they've got to fight the game according to the current rules.
A big political battle going on in Nebraska. That's where Republican Senator Deb Fischer says her opponent, Independent Dan Osborne, is actually being untruthful when he portrays himself as a moderate who's friendly to conservatives.
He received an F rating from the NRA, and he supports abortion on demand. He will say he's pro-life, but then in the next sentence he says that he would codify Roe.
GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy in Montana says it's time for a new commander-in-chief.
I mean, what's going on with our national defense is disgraceful. You know, and this is a long-standing problem that has gotten exponentially worse in the last 3.5 years.
Sheehy was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. America's employers added just 12,000 jobs in October, Bernie Bennett reports. The poor numbers come at a bad time for Kamala Harris just a few days from Election Day.
To be sure, there were specific factors that explain why the world's biggest economy added only 12,000 new jobs in October. Last month, two severe hurricanes hit the U.S. The temporary layoffs caused by the disruption led to an estimated 20,000 to 50,000 drop in payroll employees. Manufacturing employees fell by 46,000, with most of the drop the result of a strike at the aerospace giant Boeing. Harris can now expect Donald Trump to focus on the jobs figures in the last few days of campaigning. Many American voters feel worse off because of increases in the cost of living. Special factors or not, the weak jobs figures will do nothing to counter that impression. Bernie Bennett reporting.
This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers and officials in a number of states tried to fix the ailing public school system with an injection of scripture. Oklahoma State School Superintendent Ryan Walters has mandated that schools stock classrooms with Bibles. Louisiana passed a law requiring schools to post the Ten Commandments in classrooms. That's a subject of a federal lawsuit. And in Texas, the education officials there proposing a reading curriculum that includes stories from the Old and New Testaments. This is SRN News. Jackie Quinn reports on daylight savings time coming to an end this weekend.
The good news, we get an extra hour of sleep when we turn the clocks back an hour at 2 a.m. Sunday. The bad news is it'll be much darker by later afternoon in most parts of the United States. Some health groups, including the American Medical Association, want to do away with the twice-a-year time changes, saying just staying with standard time and aligning with the sun's patterns is better for the human body. Two states, Arizona and Hawaii, don't change the clocks. They stay on standard time. Daylight saving time returns March 9th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Apple snapped out of a recent iPhone sales slump during its summertime quarter. Sales of the iPhone totaled $46.2 billion July through September, a 6% increase over the same time last year. More of these stories at srnnews.com.